Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, it's, people, it's, it's Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 9th day of August, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 62 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 83 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and just smoky and dank, man. It's kind of cooled down. It's not really been warm all morning. It's a little overcast and a lot of damn smoke. It's just choking, sickening. That being said, let's see what we're going to get into today. 53 congressmen visit Israel during August break. Well, there's a surprise. Anyway, we're going to get into it in about... a few more minutes. As soon as we get past these messages from our most outstanding sponsors, you're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, 53 congressmen visit Israel during August break. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. 53 members of the U.S. House of Representatives are spending August break in Israel on a trip sponsored by the American Israel Education Foundation, AIEF. So they're not going out into the tent. Did you know, a third of our population just didn't go back to work. Trump has adopted, during the campaign, he talked about how the unemployment numbers were false, and they are. And they're blatant lie. I mean, they'd even say, here are the real numbers every once in a while, which were only about a fraction of the real numbers. But, these people, they're not out in the tent cities. They're not talking to the American nationals who have been dispossessed by the international fraud and by, orchestrated through the Zion Empire over in Tel Aviv. They're over there at the feet of their masters, receiving their marching orders to come back here and eat out the rest of our substance to further infiltrate deeper into our government, if there was such a thing possible. And then, do the bidding of Israel, because, hey, we're just a colony of Israel. We're here to serve Israel. Send our children over into the Middle East, into the meat grinder. There's nothing that we will not sacrifice for our masters over in Israel. And this is treachery at the highest degree. You think about it. They talk about during the election, Trump and a company they might have talked to some Russians, but we brought it up here before. At the same time, Netanyahu is over here. He comes in. This is a goddamn foreign head of state here addressing our Congress, going into private meetings with all the Congress and all the senators who are in there kissing his ass and doing what can I do to do your bidding, King Netanyahu? And but the hypocrisy, the back and the forth. But I mean, it's just like, it doesn't matter that, Israel has been caught spying on the United States. They stole uranium from us. They stole our nuclear secrets so that they could build a nuclear arsenal in violation of international law that they tried to inflict on them. We should go blow Iran up for trying, because they might be going to develop a bomb when Israel already has, well over 250 warheads. I mean, it's probably more like 400. Warheads, nuclear warheads. They could destroy everything in the Middle East. The hell, they could launch them on us, and they will before it's over with. But here we are, Oregon. The groups are comprised primarily of freshman members going over there to learn what you have to do to serve the state of Israel as a member of the United States Congress. That's what's going on here. Serving a foreign king. I mean, there is no country, there's never been a country in existence that wouldn't have called this subversion. Espionage. There's stronger words that we won't use right now. Anyway, a statement by the organization, which is an independent nonprofit funded by the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee, APAC. The foreign unregistered foreign agents that you're running your government right now, running your government into the ground while you're sitting in destitute without. They're handing everything over to, whoever Israel says to hand it over to. I mean, to serve a foreign king is the very definition of treason. And hey, they're over there bowing at the foot of a foreign king and an international murderer. The delegation is being led by House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican California. Boy, they all come together when they go to visit Massa, don't they? And Democratic Whip Representative Steny Hoyer, Democrat Maryland. On Monday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with 18 Democratic members of the Congress. This is meeting with a foreign head, what's the difference, tell me, between him and Putin? I mean, you're going to a foreign country to meet with in private, and all these things will be behind the door, closed doors and whispering and swapping spit and committing treachery. But I mean, it's a terrible, somebody in Trump's campaign might have talked to some Russians, people who are in the Russian government. But hell, I mean, if it's Israel, our masters over there in Tel Aviv, well, it's to be expected. They run this country. Of course, they have to go over there in secret because, they were talking the other day, about the leaks in Washington, D.C. and how, what was it, to have an effective government, they had to be able to speak freely, which what they're saying is to have an effective government that is going to commit tyranny upon the people, you have to be a secret government. This government, you go back and look at your founding documents, this was not supposed to be the secret government that it is. It was not supposed to be business being done behind closed doors. Trump talking to the president of Mexico. Yeah, this is how I'm fooling the people. So we got to act like this in public. But in private, yeah, we're not going to deport nobody out of here. We want your whole slave population up here for our billionaires. Treachery at the highest degree. The delegation is being led by House Majority Kevin McCarthy, and we got Steny Hoyer, Democrat. On Monday, Prime Minister Ben Netanyahu met with 18 Democratic members of Congress in Jerusalem, where the capital is going to be. We'll go force it on there. I mean, that was settled under international law that it would belong to the Arabs. It belonged to everybody, Jerusalem. I mean, it was to be under NATO control or United Nations control, you know, the one world government. But now, you know, the Jews, they've decided that, no, that's been theirs all along. To hell with all the, any agreements. They're going in there, you know, setting up security like they own the goddamn place. And they're just the pushy, shovey kind of little, you know, kike bastards that they are. And we'll meet with Republican lawmakers on Wednesday. Of course they will, because they all come together as one force when it's when they're doing the bidding of Israel. Your true master is you don't have a government of for and by the people. You have a government of for and by the Jews. A foreign entity is running your goddamn country and running it into the ground and stealing your resources. And this is who it is. And you got your congressman. You're going to pay for this trip for them to go over there to a foreign king and get their marching orders to commit, come back and commit treachery on you. Just like they send the police forces over there to be trained to treat us like Palestinians so that they can, you know, they Palestine was the largest open air concentration camp, let's get real, on the planet Earth. I mean, with them, the Israelis saying how many calories a Palestinian can have over there, you know, bombing their children with phosphorus bombs, outlawed under international law, but that law does not apply to the king. The king's law doesn't apply to the king. It applies to the peasants and to, you know, to us goyim, you know, the goyim being the soulless animals that we are. We don't have any rights. We're their property. Well, we're going to see about that one of these days soon, I hope. The goal of the trip for both the Democrat and Republican groups is to provide members with firsthand knowledge of U.S.-Israeli relationships. And the relationship is they are the masa, we are the slave, and critical issues facing American policymakers in the Middle East. We have no business in the Middle East. If we were not supposed to get, we were not supposed to be involved in foreign entanglements. We were supposed to enjoy our own livelihood that was created from our own sovereignty right here in the United States. But I mean, they were talking about, there's an article out there, I think we may have it, that North Korea is, you know, threatening to hit Guam, because Guam's one of our satellite possession kind of things. And one of the bastards, these war-mongering sons of bitches, came up on the stupid box today, and I'm listening to him talking. He's, we're not, you know, just a few months ago, just 7 months ago, our military was in such shabby shape. We need $30 billion more dollars, you know, because it's just, we're not ready for anything. But he said, now, it goes, we're just superpower. What the hell did he say, man? I forgot now. But it was like we're a hyperpower. Is that what the limited government prescribed for, you know, prescribed in the Constitution? Is that what the founders meant? They wanted a hyper government on a world stage? You know, committing genocide across the globe for the Zion Empire, a foreign king. At any rate, they've got their marching orders. We'll be back. We'll see the results of what the orders from Tel Aviv are to how our people are going to be further abused. And we'll let that one go. Starbucks holds hiring event for refugees in San Diego. Well, of course they did. TB rates among highest in country. Well, of course they are. We had a beautiful, awesome country, man. And that King Netanyahu and company over there in Tel Aviv are the ones that started this multiculturalism invasion into our country, because they had to destroy our culture so that they could come in and say, well, nobody owns this United States. It's just up for grabs, and we grabbed it. And, well, anybody who could argue, we done took over to a ditch and put a goddamn bullet through their head. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Starbucks held a hiring event exclusively for refugees in El Cajon, or Cajon, I guess it would be, because it's Mexican, I guess it would be H. Cajon, California, on Tuesday. Part of its recently announced commitment to hire 10,000 refugees over the next 5 years. There's 10,000 people that need from other countries. You know, while a third of our population is destitute, we're going to bring in 10,000 refugees. I mean, the numbers never end. I mean, we were looking at, you know, Trump, he's going to take control of legal immigration so that they can have control of the green card so his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, can sell the citizenship, I guess, is what they're selling, because they're sure as hell not nationals. But it is a cut of our pie, so that he can sell it exclusively to his buddies, you know, the international billionaires, and you know, just remove what's left of that middle class just slowly but surely. And as they pump these refugees in here, I mean, you come in, you corner them in law. We were talking about it yesterday, the fact that the Supreme Court, which has, you know, this would be one of the things that they could offer opinion on, you know, with the DACA, you know, going around Congress and just thinking they can give our country away to these third worlders. And, you know, the injunctions and, you know, the lawsuits and all the pukey shit. But, you know, then you get them cornered and say, okay, it's against the law. Well, we put a law, just in case you people figured it out, back in, 10 years ago, we put a little law into place that nobody ever really heard about. Nobody knew about the vote on it. We just, you know, there's some things we just do. And it's called the refugee program where, well, if we say the refugees, then to hell with you and hell with your laws. It stops when we stop it, people. El Cajon is located in San Diego County. And, man, I don't know. It's been quite a few years since I've been down to San Diego. But I was in Mexico when I was in San Diego. I guarantee you, you better know some Spanish or you can't get nothing done down there. You can't get your clothes washed. You can't buy a hamburger. Where more than 20,000 refugees have been resettled by the federal government in the past 9.5 years since the beginning of fiscal year 2008. A 2013 study from a research team led by Dr. Timothy Rodwell, an associate professor and physician in the Division of Global Health and UCSD, University of California at San Diego, that analyzed data from LTB, latent tuberculosis infection screening results of 4,280 refugees settled in San Diego County between January 2010 and October 2012, noted that the San Diego County in California is a leading refugee resettlement site, and it also has one of the highest rates of active tuberculosis in the country, with an incidence rate of 8.4 cases per 100,000 people in 2011. The incidence rate in the entire population of the United States in 2016 was 2.9% per 100,000 people. Now, you know, what they've been operating on is the Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause, because it could just mean anything, because it's open subject matter that they can interpret. That's why we have them held in check with the Ninth Article of our Bill of Rights. You can try and interpret what your power is any way you want, but when it infringes on our rights, man, you just can't do it now, can you? Not by law, but that paper sure as hell is going to have to be enforced, isn't it? But, you know, you take that general welfare cause, you know, they're not supposed to do anything. Everything that they do is supposed to be to further our rights. And, you know, in the name, what have they done in the name? It's security. In the name of security, we got to do this. In the name of security, we got to remove your rights. And there was never no authority to remove our rights under the guise of security. But in the name of security, we are pumping in people with tuberculosis into your goddamn country. This is what our government is doing for our people. Who do they really work for here? Oh, we discussed that with the last article, didn't we? They work for their masters over there in Tel Aviv, Israel, don't they? Multiculturalism. You have to destroy the culture of a people. It's just like tearing down the monuments of the Civil War and tearing down the crosses across this country. I'm not a Christian, but that's a part of our culture. You have to remove the culture of the people, and then you build it back in the communist image that you had in mind all along. But it's treachery all the way down the line, and this is treachery right here. Starbucks, you know, piss on them, and we all, you know, we've been boycotting them for a whole long time. Starbucks, commie coffee. But Starbucks is showing that, you know, they're international communist, and they're based here in our country, and they're using our own resources to further their communist agenda in our country. And a part of that communist agenda seems to be to bring tuberculosis upon our people. Plague. The study, which was funded in part by the National Institutes of Health, found that of the 4,280 refugees settled in San Diego County during the 34 months beginning in January 2010, 916 refugees, 21.4% in the study, had a positive QFT-GIT result. Table 1. Of those, 823, or 89.8%, had a normal chest radiograph and were diagnosed with LTBI. And that's latent, I think, tuberculosis. Figure 1, I mean, they're talking about figures here, but 61 6.7% did not receive a chest radiograph. 14%, 1.5, had an abnormal result that was consistent with active tuberculosis. And 2% had an abnormal result that was not consistent with active tuberculosis. In other words, the incidence of active TB among the 4,280 refugees who were settled in San Diego County between January 2010 and October 2012 was 327 per 100,000. Hey, you want your kid or your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, you want to watch them die of tuberculosis? This is what this government that's supposed to be your government, which isn't your government. It's a goddamn occupation. We all know it. But this is the contempt they have for our people. And we stand by and watch this shit. I mean, another outrage. We told you yesterday we were going to have some more, now didn't we? And here's some of it right here. About 4% of the entire population of the United States tests positive for latent tuberculosis infection. Around 10% of those with LTBI will develop active tuberculosis at some point in their lives. The triggering mechanism to activate latent tuberculosis is not entirely understood, but high levels of stress, crowded living situations, poor public health practices, the presence of other diseases that lower the immune system, and behavioral conduct such as smoking appear to increase the chances of activation. The 21.4% of refugees in San Diego County study who tested positive for latent tuberculosis infection is about five times the normal average. I mean, they're pumping disease into your country. You're paying to have tuberculosis pumped into your country. This is your representatives representing you bringing tuberculosis into your house. Or are they? I don't think they are. Do you? The Starbucks refugee hiring event will be held at the San Diego offices of the International Rescue Committee. I mean, like I said, they put all this shit in place. We've watched this unfold. They put all this refugee shit in place back in, you know, with Clinton and Obama, you know, sneaking it through the back doors, the back door deals being made, we'll give you some H-1B-1 visas, rich international industrialists, and you give us some, you give us this legislation where we can have it stashed. Well, what do you want? What would you stash it? Because at some point in the ball game, the people are going to stand up and say, "No, goddammit, you're going to enforce the law on immigration. You're not just, they just can't walk across our goddamn border. That's invasion. That is recolonization. With us being eliminated at the end, we won't stand for it." Well, okay, we're going to shut that down. We're going to step up. We're putting down the law, people. And so, you know, no more. We're going to enforce these immigration laws. But hey, man, they're going to keep pouring in because now they're refugees. All you got to do, they send the pamphlets down to Central and South America and to China and all these invading countries and say, just when you step over, just say a refugee. That's all you got to say. And we'd already put something in place so that they can't stop you. I've told you, people, if you went down there right now to take back your southern borders, you would be met by, well, the standing army in this country, run under Herr Trump, the police state, and you would be met by Mexican military. Because it's a done deal between them. You see, they've done sold us out a whole long time ago. And Starbucks, I mean, these multi-billionaires like George Soros, and I can't think of the guy's name that owns Starbucks. It's bouncing off my head, but I just can't get it. But they are financing it. I mean, George Soros brags about how, he, you know, the countries that he's brought in, you know, brought into chaos and genocide and starvation, you know, famines by currency manipulation, and brags about it. He has committed crimes in this country, admittedly financing the shit that went on in Fergaducho St. Louis, there by St. Louis in Missouri. There. Yeah, exactly. He admitted it. And they'll tell me on the news and tell you, yeah, he would put millions of dollars in there to have rioting, burning down buildings. But he's not charged. Oh, that's right. They're above the law. They're too big to be charged for anything. They're internationals playing games. And, you know, we're just going. So we really, you know, we just have to endure them. Want to bet? This is why it has to go to vigilantism, people. It is so far gone that, I mean, to any notion, if you tried to put something righteous together, something that was, you know, to do it legally and do it by the book. Hell, man, it'd be infiltrated by these scumbags because they have ruled this country through that fiat debt dollar for 101 years now, haven't they? Mammon has ruled in this country. And man, the people, everybody, you know, seems so righteous, but you'll see him. You'll see a man that dollar pops up, man, that, well, we can compromise just a little, can't we? If it's going to fatten my pocket, if it's going to feather my bed. Disgusting, beyond disgusting, people. And here you have Starbucks. The Starbucks should be thrown out of this goddamn country. They should just say, hey, you know, you're foreign agents. Get the hell out. You are advocating for taking our country away from it and giving it to from us and giving it to people of third worlders from around the world and pumping tuberculosis into our communities. Think about that. They're supposed to be that, you know, that all that the government of, for, and by the people is your representatives in that government of, for, and by the people are bringing tuberculosis into your country deliberately. It's just like when they brought in the MS-13 gang members. We're sitting here telling you, you know, where you're looking at it. Here, fighting age men, hair on their face. Oh, they're unoccupied, unaccompanied children. That's what they are. And once, and with this tuberculosis thing, once there's a crisis, maybe we can start mass immunizations, you know, come up with, you know, to create an authority. You know, they'll say, well, this tuberculosis, we got a real problem here that you created. And we're going to have to, go ahead.
It's a criminal operation. That's all there is to it.
I hear it's run by a big Eastern syndicate, Flea. I don't know. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Let's go hang out in a mall. All the mall. Smoke is born. Let's go hang out in a church. We'll go find lunch. All ass down through the abbey. Is it money? Is it fame? What's in a name? Shame. Is it money? Is it fame? Or were they always this lame?
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original E-Juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Thank you. the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another. Stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you. And I want you for all time. But the Wichita line is still on the line.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific Time. That, of course, was Wichita Lineman by Glenn Campbell, who passed away last night, I guess it was. And I think he was like 98, but, man, I mean, what a career, huh? And reflections of a better time in the sense that you could be naive without it being so damn dangerous. That being said, let's just jump right back into it, people. Second Amendment Foundation issues travel advisory. Your gun rights are no good in California, from Breitbart, sent in by number one New World Order hater. And, I mean, California, the talk of breaking away in a foreign country. No, we go down there and we clean that place out. That is our sovereign territory. And we just cannot, if you just let them just start taking states and our sections of your country, and then until they got you back in a corner with no resource. Mm-mm. On August 7th, the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF, issued its first ever travel advisory warning American gun owners not to go to California unless they are willing to enter the state disarmed or risk going to jail. The gun rights group is, quote, warning law-abiding armed citizens that their civil rights could be in jeopardy. That just on all that sentence right there, all together with it. Warning, law-abiding armed, no, infringement-abiding armed goim, if you're a citizen. I am an American national. I am not a citizen subject of any son of a bitch in government. That they're civil rights. No, not civil rights. And we're going to get, later on the article, it explains this, stuff that we've been telling you all along. Civil rights could be in jeopardy. I don't have civil rights. I have constitutionally guaranteed rights, natural rights, and they're described in my people's Bill of Rights. They are the common law and with the maximums and the procedures. Due to its state's restrictive gun control laws that cannot exist, that are running violations of our Bill of Rights. SAF founder and executive vice president Alan Gottlieb observed, the California legislature has been out of control for years when it comes to placing restrictions on the Second Amendment rights of honest citizens, and it's not the Second Amendment. We've gone over that 100 times. The Bill of Rights et al. Was the First Amendment to the original Constitution, and it cannot be touched, it cannot be amended, it can't be changed, because it is the common law, and it is written in absolute fact, and every bit of it, every word in it hinges upon every other word in every article of that document. Of honest citizens, oh my goodness, man. Right now, I would suggest to any gun owner that's not written. I'll read it to you like it reads. So you can see why I'm stumbling over it. I wouldn't suggest to any gun owner that they even travel through the state. I mean, that's a hell of a bad grammar. Much less to it as fair as their final destination. Lawmakers in Sacramento either ignored or have forgotten that in 2010, the U.S. Supreme Court, this is where I love, man, this is just bullshit is what it is, because the U.S. Supreme Court has no authority to rule on the second article of my people's Bill of Rights. They can't touch. The ninth article forbids it. Nobody can touch it. All they can do is offer opinions to the government. That's an opinion saying it's either a violation and you can't do it, or it's not a violation. You may be able to do it, but if you do it and one of them takes you into a common law court, they'll take every goddamn thing you own. Because we can't protect you from the people you serve. U.S. Supreme Court incorporated the Second Amendment into the states via the 14th Amendment. In SAF landmark case of McDonald versus City of Chicago, the Second Amendment's protection of the right to keep and bear arms applies to the state and local governments. Not through the 14th Amendment, but it sure as hell does apply to the states through the 10th Amendment. Now, doesn't it? Let's check it out and see if we can figure out this is just more of this, incrementalism, to getting you to accept the, you know, because, well, let's take a stand on the 14th Amendment. You know that you mean the 14th Amendment that made you a subject slave if you accept that illegal legislation that was never ratified? Is that what you're talking about? The 14th Amendment, it was created without authority. It was forbidden by the ninth article of the People's Bill of Rights. And they knew it. They had no authority. This has all been a circle jerk game, take your resources and eventually put you in the ground as a pauper. Now, let's look at that 10th Amendment. They said that this Supreme Court said this because of the 14th Amendment. Screw the 14th Amendment. It is unlawful. It is a running act of tyranny against the people. It is infringement upon infringement. We will not have our natural rights replaced by government-granted privileges. It ain't going to happen. We understand it, and we're going to stand on it. The 10th article says the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states. And, you know, they acted like, well, let's go in here and let's read a little more of this. He added, if you are licensed to carry in your home state, let's see, where were we at? The Second Amendment's protection of the right to keep and bear arms applies to state and local governments, but they seem rather oblivious to the fact in the halls of California's legislature. It does apply, but not through the 14th Amendment, through the 10th, for the 10th article of the People's Bill of Rights, which was a single amendment to the Constitution. And it says, the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it. Where would it be prohibited for the states to infringe upon your second article right? Well, it'd be in the ninth article, wouldn't it? The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or discourage others retained by the people. So the states cannot create anything because it is forbidden in the federal Constitution, which is what the states were incorporated into the United States under. So they're held to the same standard by the 10th article. It is forbidden in the federal Constitution for anybody to touch that second article right in any way. You can't even talk about it. It's treason. And the 10th article affirms that. The states have no power Everything California has done is pure ass treachery. They all should be, and where in the hell is the federal government on this? Because even under this guise that they're putting forth here, they're in total violation, aren't they? Oh, but that's just one of those corporate policies. That's what the 14th Amendment is. It's not solid law. By rights, the federal government, they should be sending troops to California, we've said it before, and going straight to Sacramento and arresting every son of a bitch in one of them, charging them with treason and espionage against the Bill of Rights of the people of the United States, charging them under the 10th and 9th article of that document. And there is no argument that could save them. They are guilty prima facie. They have done it. Everything they have done has been a violation of law. This policies they've created, these powers they have created, they do not exist. They cannot exist. But this law that we have is not going to be enforced until we enforce it. Because criminals do not enforce the laws that they are breaking. If you are licensed to carry in your home state, that license is not recognized in California. I don't have to be licensed. My rights are absolute on every square inch encompassed within the boundaries of the United States of these Americas. That's little united, biggest states of these Americas. There is no place where my rights are not omnipresent in this land that I call my home. California, you can't say I drew a line here. California, you don't have your rights, really? You are in insurrection then. We have to come down there. We're going to have to hang some people for violation of the law. Where were we? It doesn't matter how many background checks you've gone through, or whether you took a gun safety course. Your license is no good, and all this is just rabble shit. This is trying to get you to accept that this is the criteria for you carrying a gun. You can carry a gun in your pocket, up your ass, anywhere you want. It's none of their business. The second article says absolutely. Let's read it. Let's see where this goddamn background checks and this shit fits in. Where we're paying to exercise a right by paying for a background. Let's see where this fits in with the second article. I mean, it's pretty simple. We'll read it to you one more time. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, comma, shall not be infringed, period. That means none, zip, nada. And you know, they talk about, you know, the states have the rights and everybody has the rights. The government has the right because of the, because of the general welfare cause. Well, we're doing it to protect the people so we can, no, you can't. We our right to have our arms for our protection against tyrannical government, to put down tyrannical government is absolute. Tense Cox, we're going to read it again. This man was at the Continental Convention or in Congress when the Bill of Rights was adopted to the Constitution. When it was made, the Bill of Rights at all was made the first amendment to that Constitution that could never be changed because of the Ninth Article. Mr. Cox said, "Who are the militia? Question mark. Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers, not having their duty to the people duly before them, may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms." Now, there is no gray area there, people. There's no gray area in the second article. They've never had any authority. It could not exist. The ninth article forbids it to regulate or to even examine our rights. No authority. They work for us. They're beneath us. They're our lackeys. They're our coolies, our peasants, our peons. This tells you that your country has been usurped. When authority that can exist is right there in your face and they're pointing guns at you. When they're killing your people. Before I come up here, there was a little piece from Lavoie Finnegan just before he was murdered. And he's out there on his ranch. I didn't get to finish it, but I was listening to some of it. Man, he was doing his reading. He was trying to figure it all out, and he figured out a lot of it. I mean, I talked about it when those people were up there in Burns, that he was one of the people that actually was understanding the law. And, you know, the people that were coming up there from the three percenters and the oath keepers, you know, the government agents in disguise. That's why Lavoy Finnegan had to die. That's why the man was murdered. Because, I mean, he was a simple fella, man. I was listening. I would have loved to sit down and talk with Lavoy Finnegan over an afternoon. It would have been a very interesting, enjoyable conversation, I believe. But, I mean, Second Amendment foundation issues. Second Amendment, in first place, that's a misnomer. It isn't the Second Amendment. It is the second article to the First Amendment that cannot be removed, because the ninth article says no power will ever be created, can be created. It is forbidden. It cannot happen. You cannot create any power that would allow them to examine or regulate our rights, period. But here they are. Here we are looking at Sam. And you know, just like the rest of this shit, you know, they act like they're just Johnny on the spot. You know, zero tolerance to having your seatbelt on. You better get a license for your dog, a license for your cat, a license for your house, a license for insurance. It just does not exist. It's all usurped power. It is all color of law. There is no foundation to it. The foundation to the founding of this country is that Bill of Rights. We are a self-governing people apart from the lackeys we hire to do a few little things. Limited, that's what I'm going back to here, is that statement about, you know, that not a superpower, a hyperpower. A hyperpower. Is that the limited government that we're talking about here? The limited government that could never be anything else, that the Federalist argued that we did not need a Bill of Rights because, hell, look at the Constitution. They can never be nothing. They can never have any power over the people. They can never harm anybody. That Constitution's got them walled in. Bullshit. And the Anti-Federalists, the ones that wrote the Anti-Federalist papers, they knew it. They absolutely outlined exactly where we were going to be at this point in time. Exactly what they would do. With those two open subject matter clauses in the Constitution, the Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause, how they would seize power with that. And then they put the Bill of Rights in place to cover those exact things so they wouldn't happen, and they still goddamn happened because they usurped our Bill of Rights. They removed our common law. Without our common law, we cannot exercise our authority, our jurisdiction to enforce our law. If we had it, people, these people in California that are doing this, you're under arrest. I've just sworn out a complaint against you in the common law court. No, not as agent this or agent that. No, it's Joe Blow. Joe Blow, I just swore out a complaint against you for treason, buddy. And I got an accompanying affidavit with that. You're coming to court. You're charged with treason. I charged you. I have that authority. You think you can infringe upon my second article right? Well, I'm going to take you into a court of your peers, and I'm going to lay the law down for them. The ninth article says you absolutely cannot. It is forbidden. It is an act of treason. It is an act of insurrection. And I'm going to ask that they put a rope around your goddamn neck. I'm going to ask that they march you up them 13 steps. No hood for you. I'm going to take your goddamn eyelids, and I'm going to staple them to your forehead in front of a big 50-by-40 mirror. And you're going to watch the shit run down your legs when you go through the trap door and do the shit dance. Traitor. I mean, the fact that this is going on, I mean, this should be number one. There should be no other issue. No, North Korea, boy, they love to jump on that shit and divert you off to across the oceans in the Middle East and all this shit going on. This is the biggest threat to our people that exists right now, is what is going on that we're talking about here, right, with these son of a bitches and communists in California thinking they can get away with this shit. And that son of a bitch and two-faced, five-faced traitor Trump and company, they understand it exactly, and they're on board. They're building a police state to enforce it. They'll sit there and lend lip service to the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Lip service only until it comes to the point of push and shove. And just like down on that border, like I said, you'll see American troops with the American flag on their shoulder pointing goddamn guns at you when you go to enforce the goddamn absolute law of this country. That is your right. That is your absolute right to enforce. That's why they had to remove the courts. So there can be, there is no talking. There is no filing paperwork and straightening this out. It's just straight shoot or don't shoot. Take it or don't. We're right at Lexington and Concord. We're on Concord Bridge. You're either going to let the son of a bitches come through you, burn your town down, take your guns, and enslave you, or you're going to shoot the son of a bitches. That's where we're at. No middle ground. And that's what I'm talking. North Korea, seriously considering strike on Guam. Really? Now, let's try to end this on a light note, if we possibly can. LGBT soldiers are going after ISIS in Syria. I love this one. I'm here to tell you people, you think it could get any weirder? This is from New York Post. It was sent in by Marxist for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. A group of volunteer soldiers announced this week the first ever LGBT unit formed to kick ISIS butt. Woo-hoo-hoo! Look out, ISIS. The Queer Insurrection and Liberation Army, I said it, people, the Queer Insurrection and Liberation Army, or Tequila, pronounced Tequila, they got it there, is now fighting alongside Kurdish forces in Syria. The group announced Monday, according to Newsweek. Tequila's members have watched in horror as fascist and extremist forces around the world have attacked the queer community and murdered countless of our community members, citing that they are ill, sick, and unnatural. The Volunteer Fighters Group, International Revolution People's Guerrilla Forces, IRPGF, wrote on Twitter, when announcing the formation of the new unit, the IRPGF is a group of foreign fighters who traveled to northern Syria to fight ISIS alongside the Kurdish militia, People's Protection Unit, known as YPG. The new LGBT unit said it was driven to battle after seeing the ISIS targeted their community. The images of gay men being thrown off roofs and stoned to death by Daesh was something we could not idly watch, they said. The group also... The group also posted an image of two soldiers brandishing a banner reading, "These fags kill fascists." I guess it was had F in because it's politically incorrect. "These fags kill fascists." I can see it over there, can't you, Flea? Here they come. I'll scratch your fucking eyes out. Oh my God!
We finally have the silver bullet.
Oh, buddy!
The queers are going to save us.
Oh man! Thank God! Oh man! I mean, we talk about, can it get any stranger? Can it really actually get any stranger than this shit, people? I mean, this is forming up. Oh, my Lord. The images of gay men being thrown off of buildings. Whew, well, really. Posted an image of soldiers brandishing a banner. Okay, now, in front of their logo, a pink flag. Here you go. Now, this is going to strike terror into the hearts of those goddamn Arabs, I'm telling you right now. A pink flag with a black AK-47 machine gun and a rainbow flag in Raqqa, with the caption, "Queers smashing the caliphate." You can't make this shit up, people. This is where we are. This is how far we've gone down the shithole. My God. ISIS courts have declared homosexuality a capital offense punishable by death. I mean, you just can't leave it. I mean, what's it going to be? What do they think is going to be in this country? They're going to shove this shit down our throat. I mean, they're already, and you know, the little children in kindergarten, they're after your kindergarten is these communist bastards are. You're going to accept that, or we'll get our AK-47 with queers. Really? I will plant you motherfuckers like corn and enjoy doing it, by the way. You should have just kept your mouth shut and just stayed away from people and let people alone. You think you can force this shit on me? You faggot son of a bitch. Your faggot flag and your faggot goddamn AK-47 doesn't impress me one tiny little bit. And I hope that ISIS blasts your ass. Not that I care anything about that government-controlled ISIS, the government agents of ISIS. I mean, this is really gets crazy when you start talking about it because it's all a big circle jerk. That government, United States and Israel, sponsored ISIS, Israeli secret service, intelligence service. I hope you guys just go out there and there's just a mass, just kill each other, man. And the ones don't get killed get AIDS. Good riddance to bad rubbish is what I say. But you think you, I mean, this is try to make it look like these son of a bitches are some kind of force. Bring them on, a whole goddamn army of them, bring them on. Don't let them touch you. I mean, we'll shoot them at long range because I don't want them touching me. That sick son of a bitches. Oh, mercy, people. ISIS courts declared homosexuality capital defense punishable by death. Since its rise in Iraq in 2014, the terrorist group, sponsored by the United States and Israel, released anti-gay propaganda showing men accused of homosexuality blindfolded and being thrown off of roofs in front of large crowds, and then stoned if they survived the fall. Well, I mean, finished the job. ISIS also claimed responsibility for Orlando Pulse nightclub, false flag, bullshit shooting. I mean, it's all propaganda. It's what we do, what we're not looking at here is what's going on in California. Screw all this, people. Screw North Korea. Screw all the shit that they're throwing out there to smoke screen. In California, they are spitting. They are shitting and wiping their asses on our Bill of Rights. And we're standing here watching it happen. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, stay tuned for It's Time to Break Free with David Rock coming up right behind us. And that is The Word from the Trenches.